Today's daf is Sukkah daf Nun, and we are two lines from the bottom of daf Mem Tes Amid Beis, the two dots, Kemaseu Bechol Vechulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refua Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mechel, Shmu ben Tehila, Baruch Bendit ben Devorah Hinda, Yitzchak Meir ben Gittel, and Yehuda Leib ben Basha. Today's daf is also being learned Ilui Nishmas Yaakov Meir ben Bezalel. So we're in the middle of discussing the Nisuch HaMayim. The Nisuch HaMayim was a special hakrova that was done in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkos. There was a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether the Nisuch HaMayim was only done the 7 days of Sukkos, or whether it was also done on Shmini Atzeres. But every single day on Sukkos, maybe even on Shmini Atzeres, when the Tamid Shel Shachar was being brought, there was a special hakrova, and that was the Nisuch HaMayim. And the Mishnah and Daf Mem Ches went into great detail to discuss the exact nature of how the Nisuch HaMayim happened. One of the halachas that the Mishnah mentioned was that the Nisuch HaMayim was brought even on Shabbos. Not just that, the Mishnah said, "Kemaseu b'chol, kach maseu b'Shabbos." The way the Nisuch HaMayim happened during the week is the same way that it happened on Shabbos. But then you have to read the fine print. The Mishnah said, "Ella." However, there was one exception, and that is, ordinarily, the water that was used for the Nisuch HaMayim was filled up. So in the morning, before the Tamid Shel Shachar was brought, Kayanim would go to a spring. It was called the Shiloyach. They would fill up water, machlokes is how much. They would bring it into the Azara, and they would do the Nisuch. When it was Shabbos, they couldn't fill up the water on Shabbos, because taking the water from the Shiloyach and bringing it into the Azara would involve Havaras Talaramas Peshus HaRabim, which is the 39th of the 39 Malach. So that wasn't an option. So what did they do? The Mishnah said that they would fill up the water Erev Shabbos, and they would then leave it until Shabbos morning. And that's how they would do the Nisuch HaMayim. And the Mishnah added one knetch. The Mishnah said that when they would fill up the water Erev Shabbos for the Nisuch HaMayim that was going to be used on Shabbos, they used a chavis, a barrel, shel zav. It was made of gold. But here's the punchline, she'ena mikudashes. They had to make sure that it didn't have any kedusha. This was in contrast to the way the Nisuch HaMayim was done every day, where the barrel that was used was also made of gold, but at the same time, it was mikudashes. So one of the very, very few differences between Nisuch HaMayim when it was brought on Yontif or during the week, Chol HaMoed, versus when it was brought on Shabbos, was when it was brought during the week, when they filled up the water, they filled it up in a chavish al zav hamikudashes. It was a kli sharis, which makes sense. It's being used for a carbon. However, when they were filling it up Erev Shabbos to be used on Shabbos, they would dafka fill it up in a chavish alzav she'ena mikudashes. And the question is, v'amai. That's the way today's daf begins. Why? Why did they have to use dafka a chavish alzav she'ena mikudashes? Naisib mikudashes. Why couldn't they just use a chavish alzav that was mikudashes? Zairi said, the reason is as follows. Because the Tana of the Mishnah, whoever he may be, Kasavar is of the opinion, number one, ain't shir l'mayim. There's no shir of how much water was used for Nisuch HaMayim. Meaning, even though the Mishnah mentioned a machloikis tanoim, how much water was poured by the Nisuch HaMayim. However, the Tan of our Mishnah holds ein shir, meaning if you wanted to use more than the shir mentioned in the Mishnah, that would be okay. Number two, v'klisharis mekashim shalom yadas. The Tan of the Mishnah also holds that if somebody takes something that's not kodesh and puts it into a klisharis, the klisharis is mekadesh. Not just that, it's even mekadesh it shaloi midas. You don't have to have intent to be mekadesh that thing that you're putting into the kli sharis. Even if you don't have any kavana, even if it's shaloi midas, the halach is it's going to be mekudashes. Okay, therefore, says the Gemara, v'imaisiv in mekudashes, if you're going to take the water, you're going to put it into a chavash hazav that has kedusha, if salulahu balina. What's going to happen is the water is going to become kadesh. You're filling it up when? Erev Shabbos. You're not using it until Shabbos. By the time Shabbos comes along, the water will have remained overnight. If you have something that's kodesh and it stays quote-unquote overnight, it is lun. Lun means to sleep overnight. So it it stays overnight, it becomes pasabalina. This is true for dam of a carbon. This is true for basar of a carbon. It's true for the emurim of a carbon. This is an axiomatic principle in kachim that says that if you have a dover shell hakrova and it remains overnight, it becomes pasal. So you want to know why they had to use the chavish shalzav she'ena mikudeshes? Because had they used the chavish shalzav ha-mikudeshes, it would have became kodesh. Once it's kodesh, now it's vulnerable. It's subject to psalina. You're not using it today. You're filling it up Erev Shabbos, you're first using it on Shabbos. At that point, it's going to be possible. You know, at that point, you're not going to be able to use it. So the short answer as to why when they were filling up water from the Shiloyach, Erev Shabbos, to be used on Shabbos, they used the Chavis Shalzov Sheinu Mikudeshes, it's because as they used the Chavis Shalzov HaMikudeshes, it would have became possible. You know. That's the short version of what the Gemara said. But the Gemara added two important points. Number one, the Mishnah said, or the Gemara said, Ze'iri did, that the Tana, the Mishnah, has to hold two things. There are two hanachos that you need to accept, two premises, in order to make this teretz work. Number one, kasavar ein shir l'mayim. And number two, kasavar klishares is mekadesh aloy midas. Why do you have to hold those two things? Because if the Tana, the Mishnah, would hold that yesh shir l'mayim, then they could have used the chavish alzav ha-mikudeshes, and what they could have done was they could have filled up more than they're actually going to need. To the extent they would fill up more than they actually need, so it would come that you don't have the shear. If you don't have the shear, it wouldn't become Kaddish. If it wouldn't become Kaddish, it wouldn't be possible either. So why do you have to use a Chavish Lazav She'ena Mikudeshes? It sounds like that's a B'di'evet. Use a Chavish Lazav HaMikudeshes. It's going to be possible either. Just add more. Like this, it won't become Kaddish. It'll become Kaddish in the morning, and that's when you're going to use it. Oh, must be Ein Shir L'mayim. So even if you're going to use more, you can't take less, because then you're not going to have enough of the shear. And if you use more, it's going to be Kaddish anyways. So therefore, Ze'iri said, this teretz is a very simple teretz. The answer why you couldn't use a Kliyazov HaMikudeshes is because of Psolina, but it only works if you hold Ein Shir L'mayim. Number two, you have to hold Klisharis Mekadesh and Shaloi Midas, because if you're going to tell me a Klisharis is only Mekadesh Midas, then again, it's not a problem. Fill it up with a Chavish Hozov HaMikudeshes. It doesn't matter how much you put in, it's irrelevant, but at the end of the day, just don't have to ask for it to be Kaddish. So must be number one, Ein Shir L'mayim, must be number two, Klisharis Mekachin, Shaloi Midas. Chizki said a second teretz, a similar teretz. He said, Klisharis Ein Mekachin El Midas. Loilam, I'll tell you that maybe the time of the Mishnah holds that a Klisharis could only be Mekadesh Midas. Now, if a Klisharis could only be Mekadesh Midas, Ze'iri's teretz, the first teretz of the Gemara, falls off. What are you going to tell me? The reason they had to use a Chavish Lazav She'ena Mikudeshes is because otherwise they would have had a problem with Lina. Don't have in mind for it to become Kaddish. Like this, it won't be subject to the Psolina. Said Chizki, it's true. You're 100% right. And on a Deraisa level, there's no reason to assume that this water had to become possible. However, there's always a concern that people won't realize that you did it Shalei Midas. People may think you did it Midas, and still you're bringing the Nisach HaMayim, people are going to think you're allowed to take Mayim, even if it was Lon, as if to say there's no such thing as Psolina. This is a dangerous road that we're traveling down. Chazal didn't want to do that, and therefore Chazal said, better use a Klishare She'ena Mekudeshes. Like this, no one's going to think that it was Psolina and you used it anyways. Not because if you're going to use a Klishare She'ena Mekudeshes, it's automatic, guaranteed going to be Psolina. There's a workaround. Don't have Kavana and Klisharis ain't Mekachin El Midas. The problem is people won't know how to differentiate that. And because of that, there may be an issue. Shema Yoimru L'das Neskachu. Now Rashi speaks out that Chizki only said that the only one of Ze'iri's Hanachas that are not Muchach is Wa'oilam, I'll tell you Klisharis ain't Mekachin El Midas. But it sounds like even Chizki agrees that Kosover ain't Shir L'mayim. And the reason is because if you would say ain't Shir, that Yeshir L'mayim, then what you could do is just fill up more water. And if you're going to fill up more water, it won't be Kaddish. Now, what are you worried about? People are going to say that maybe they didn't realize that you filled up more water. That's something you can see. And because that's something you can see, there's no gzeira that something's going to come from it. Whether you had das or didn't have das, that's not something that's visible. Because that's not something that's visible, so that's what Chazal will worry, that people may misinterpret what happened. But as it relates to Shir L'mayim, that's something that you can easily see. So Bal Karchach, the only way to make the teretz of the Gemara work is by saying that ain't Shir L'mayim, as it relates to Klisharis, Mekachin, Shalei Midas. I hear, Ziri, what you're saying, but I can tell you maybe really Klisharis ain't Mekachin, El Midas. But because of gzeira, that's why you're going to have this halach. And finally, Amarli, Amar Rab Yanai, Amar Rab Zeira. Rab Yanai said in the name of Rab Zeira, Afilu Tema Yesh Elamai. Well, I'll tell you that the reason we had to use a Chavish Shal Zav She'inim Mekudeshes was because of Psolina. However, Ziri said that the only time that would even make sense is if you hold number one, Ein Shil Amayim, and number two, Klisharis Mekachim Shalom Yidas. Chizkia said, I agree, you have to hold that Ein Shil Amayim. However, you could hold that Klisharis is only Mekadish Midas. Rabbi Yani Amar Rab Zeira ratcheted it one step further. They said, Afilu Teima Yesh Shil Amayim. I could tell you that maybe the Tana of the Mishnah holds Yesh Shil Amayim. And if you use more water than the requisite amount, it doesn't become Kaddish Piktushas Nisuch HaMayim. The Klisharis ain't Mekadish Elamidas. And I'll tell you that really Klisharis is not Mekadish Elamidas. But still there's a Gzeira. People still may think, when they see this water, they're going to think it's Pasabalina. How are they going to think it's Pasabalina? Let's say they don't know if you had das or didn't have das. But at the same time, they're going to see so much water, they're going to know it didn't have Kedusha yet. The reason is Gzeirish and Meyoimru, people might think, L'kiddush Yadayim Raglayim Milan, that maybe this water wasn't filled up initially for Nisach HaMayim, maybe this water was filled up for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So before the Kehanim did the Avodah, every day, there had to be Mekadesh Yadayim Raglayim from water of the Kiyar. And there's a concern that maybe we're going to think that that's what this water was. That maybe this water was Niskadesh for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and if that's the case, it became possible, you know, meaning if the water was filled up in Nisach HaMayim, being that you hold Yeshir Lamayim, so it really wouldn't have Kedusha. But the concern is that maybe people are going to think that it was filled up for Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, and still you're using it. So to prevent this whole concern, just don't put it in a Klisharis. Like this, no one's ever going to think you used water that was possible for Lina for Nisach HaMayim. There's a Geshmak of Rashi here. Rashi says that why would you think the water that's in this Chavish Alzav has anything to do with Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? When a Kohen had to be Mekadosh Yadav Raglav, what did he do? Went to the Kiyars. That's the way you were Mekadosh Yadav Raglav. So why would you think the water in this Chavish Hazav had anything to do with Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? So Rashi reminds us of a Mishnah in Perek Taref Bekalpi. That's the fourth Perek in Maseches Yuma. Feels like a little while ago. Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, where the Mishnah over there says that even though every day the Kehanim used to be Mekadosh Yadayim Raglayim from the Kiyar, but the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur used to do it from a Kita in Shalzav. Sukkis came right after Yom Kippur. And there was a concern that maybe people are going to think that this is leftover water, Shirayim from the Heilige Kohen Gadol, that the water that he used from the Kita in Shalzav. So this water has been around for a long time. It's definitely possible, Lina. And you're using that water now for Nisach HaMayim, that's where the concern is. So the bottom line is, the Mishnah said, K'maseo b'chol, kach maseo b'shabbos. The whole process of how the Nisach HaMayim was done on Shabbos is the same exact way that the process was when it was done during the week. There was no difference. The difference was when it was on Shabbos, they had to fill it up in Erev Shabbos, and the Chavish Alzav that they used couldn't be Mekudeshes. V'amai, the Gemara's question was, so there's the short answer and there's the long answer. The shorter is because of Psolina. Because if you're going to fill it up with a Kli Shares, then either it's going to be possible, you know, or at the very least, people may think it's possible, you know. So there's a Psolina problem. And because of Psolina, which is Kachem 101, that's why there was a concern. They said, just don't use a Kli Shares like this. You don't have to worry about Lina. In terms of the more nuanced Teretz, so really, a Machoikis Amayram. So Iri said that the Gemara's Teretz is predicated on their being a real Psolina. And that would presuppose two things. Ein Shir L'mayim, Klisharis, Mekachim, Shaloi Midas. Chizkiya and Rabbi Yani, in the name of Rabbi Zeira, said that it could be that Mishnah just means a Gzeira that people may think you're using Psolina. Chizkiya said, therefore, I agree, you have to assume that the Tana of the Mishnah holds that Ein Shir L'mayim, but it could be the Tana of the Mishnah holds Klisharis, Mekachim, only Midas. Rabbi Yani and Rabbi Zeira said, I don't think you have to take on any of the Zanachas. You can hold that Yeshir Lamayim, you can hold Klisharis or Mekadesh only Midas and still have a concern that people are going to think that there's an issue of a Psolina. Mishnah then said, Nishmechoy Neskalsa. What would be if the water that was prepared for the Nisach HaMayim spilled or it was left uncovered overnight? Now, Loch is, then you can't use the water. And therefore, you had no choice. Hayim Amalim and Hakir, they would take the water instead from the Kir. And the Mishnah said, Shahayayim v'hamayim hamigulim psul megamim bezbech. The reason is, because you're not allowed to take wine that was left on cover overnight and pour it on the mezbech for Nisuch HaMayim, and you're not allowed to take water that was left on cover overnight and use it for the Nisuch HaMayim. And the Gemara asks Akasha, and that is why. What's the problem? V'amay la'avid b'misanenes, meaning the Gemara's willing to accept that maybe if you leave mashka overnight, you shouldn't be able to use it on the mizbech. Not wine for nisach hayayin and not water for nisach hamayin. The Gemara has no problem with that. However, the Gemara's kasha is li'avid b'misanenes. The question is, there should be an eitzah, l'chura, to be able to take this mashka that was left uncovered overnight, sift it, and as a result, not have a problem. So what's the issue with using mashkim agum? So the truth is, this is a sugya that's very much not exclusive to Kachim. Sugya is a mesechtas avodah zarah, and really scattered throughout Shas, even brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down that you don't have to be makbid nowadays in Shulchan Aruch. But the point is, this is a very, very well-known idea, something that was very, very prevalent in the times of Chazal, and that is there was a concern that if somebody left a mashka exposed overnight, maybe a nachash, a snake, or an akrev, a scorpion, came, took a little taste out of the wine or the water, deposited a little bit of venom inside, and as a result, it's now poisonous, it's considered a sakana. And if it's a sakana, you're not allowed to drink this. So the Gemara understands that if you're not allowed to drink this megulim, then so too you wouldn't be able to put this megulim on the mizbech. Why not? Maybe mimashke Yisrael. We could talk about this another day. But the point is, the Gemara says there's an eitzah that Chazal had for dealing with mashkim magul. Meaning, before you pour it down the drain, call your local rabbi, because there is an option. And the option is to sift it out. You throw it, you run it through a sifter. The assumption is that any eris, anything dangerous and poisonous that's intertwined together with this mashka is going to be cleared away. It's a freak to Gemara. Why do we have to go now and do some major b'di'evid when it comes to the water, for example, with the Nisach HaMayim? We prepared water from the Shiloyach. It was left overnight. We can't go get new water now. It's Shabbos Kodesh. So instead, we're going to take water from the Kir. Why are you taking water from the Kir? Freak to Gemara, la'av. Why don't you just run it through a sifter? And by running through a sifter, that in and of itself is going to be okay. So the Gemara says, I think the answer must be that the Tanya of the Mishnah is not Rem Nechemya. The Tanya, we learned in the Mishnah, Misaneness, Yeshba, Mishum Giloy. If somebody takes water, a mashka, and he runs it through a misaneness, so the halach is, there's still a halach of Giloy. Amr Reb Nechemya said, Emas, when is that true? Bezman, Shana Tachtoina Megula. That's only true if the Tachtoina is Megula. Ava Bezman, Shana Tachtoina Mechusa, if the lower level is Mechusa, is covered. Ava Pishal Yoina Megula, even if the top part is exposed, Emba Mishum Giloy. In that case, you don't have to worry about Giloy. So Reb Nechemya over here is discussing, Rashi goes into some of the technicalities of it, a certain type of wine. It was known as kunditun. And the way this wine was made, it was run through a sifter. Basically, what would happen is there was this double-decker sieve that was used. In this sieve, they would put things that smelled good. They would run the wine through it. And when the wine ran through it, it would just absorb some of the smell, some of the scent of these spices and these things that were there. It would make it smell good. So the Bryce over here is discussing, if somebody runs something through this misanenes, whether there's a problem of giloy, there's no problem of giloy. Either you have this problem of mashkim agulon or not. So the Mishnah said, misanenes, yesh ba mishum giloy. Rav Nechemya said, that's only true if the tachtoina was magula. If the lower part was magula, that's when this is going to be an issue. Meaning, the wine that already went through the sieve, if that was left uncovered, so now you have a problem. But if the tachtoina was mechusa, the wine that already went through it was covered, even though the elyoina is uncovered, that's not a problem. The reason is, because the erech of the nachash is like a sponge, it floats, and it stays in its place. The point is, because when you're going to run it through, at that point, it's going to get left behind. If it's got left behind, it's not going to be an issue. So the Gemara says that you see there was machlokes from the Chemyon de Chachamim, whether if somebody takes this mashka, megulin, that has eris inside of it, maybe, even for sure, the halach is you run it through a misanenes, at that point, it's not going to be a problem. So the kash is, why not just run it through a misanenes? It must be the time of the Mishnah, it's not Rav Nechemya. Rav Nechemya is the one that had this eitz of misanenes. The Chachamim said, no, misanenes yesh ba mishum giloy. So it must be the time of the Mishnah is not Rav Nechemya, because if it was Rav Nechemya, that should be okay. Maybe the time of the Mishnah is really Rav Nechemya. Maybe the Rav Nechemya, when Rav Nechemya say, that's lahedis. If you want to drink something that was left overnight, this beverage, if you run it through a misanenes, according to Rav Nechemya, that's going to be fine. Avol gvayim yomer. Did Rav Nechemya ever say you can use it as a carbon? For Leslie, the Reb Nechemya, we're being sarcastic, right? Balasha Bitmiya. Does Reb Nechemya not hold of the pasuk that says, Hakriveu no lefecha secha? This is a classic pasuk in Kachim that says that sometimes something can be puzzled to be brought as a carbon, even if there's nothing inherently wrong with it, other than the fact that this is an inappropriate thing to bring as a sacrifice to a deity, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Melech Malchei Hamlachim. The Navi Malachi said, Hakriveu Nola Fechasecha, would you give this to the local Puritz? Of course not. So how could you give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And that's what the Gemara is saying, that even Rav Nechemyah maybe would agree with the halacha of the Mishnah, even though he holds that if you have a glass of wine, you leave it uncovered overnight, run it through a misanenes, and any concern of Megulam is going to be fine. But that's what you're going to do. You're going to take something, you're going to run it through a misanenes, you're going to send it to the cleaners, and now you're going to give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a pasnish. HaKriveyu no lefechasecha. Would you do that lefechasecha? HaYirtzcha yisapanecha Mashem tzavakos. Of course not. And on that note, Hadran Halach Lulavar Rava. So we shift our attention now from the halachas of Nisuch HaMayim to Me'inyin Le'inyin, Shtikol Ba'oise Inyin, and that is the halachas of Simchas Beis HaShoyeva. So we have some classic Gemaras. This is the last perek of Maseches Sukkah, a classic perek with many, many, many famous Gemaras, a lot of Divrei Agada, but we begin with introducing the idea of Simchas Beis HaShoyeva, says the Mishnah. Hachalos. Again, we're still referring back to the first Mishnah of the fourth parak. First Mishnah of the fourth parak said, Lulav Arava, Shisha V'Shiva. Sometimes the Lulav was brought 6 days in the Beis HaMikdash, sometimes seven. Maybe sometimes it was like a Shabbat, sometimes not. Arava, sometimes six, sometimes seven. Halo V'Simcha, Shmoina. Halo was said every day, even on Shmini Atzeres. Simcha, even on Chol HaMoed, even on Shmini Atzeres. Nisuch HaMayim, 7 days, even Doich HaShabbos. Hachalil, the flute, was brought chamisha v'shisha. So what is this flute? So it says the Mishnah, hachalil chamisha v'shisha. Zehu hachalil shel Beis HaShoyeva. It's referring to the flute that was used by the Simchas Beis HaShoyeva. And why was it sometimes brought 5 days and sometimes 6 days? Till now it was six, seven, or eight. Now for the first time, we have an option that says only five. So why was it five or six? The reason is because the flute, meaning the instruments that were played during the Simchas Beis HaShoyeva are enoy doicha, Loyas HaShabbos v'loyas HaYantiv. Simchas Beis HaShoyeva is not Doicha Shabbos. Simchas Beis HaShoyeva is not Doicha Yantiv. Zok Tigmar Itma, Rab Yehuda v'Ravena. So we're going to talk about the Simchas Beis HaShoyeva. So we have to clear away one thing before we do that. And that is it even called the Simchas Beis HaShoyeva? Believe it or not everybody referred to it that way. There was a machloikis Rav Yehuda and Ravena. Tu amayram. Chad Tane Shayeva. One had the Gersa, the way we have it in our Mishnah, the way we've been taught it since we're young children, and that is there was a Simchas Beis HaShoyeva. The Chad Tane, the other one had Simchas Beis HaChashuva. Not Shayeva, but rather Chashuva. Amar Marzutra, and Marzutra said, Man, the Tane Shayeva Le Mishtabish. Man, the Tane Chashuva Le Mishtabish. I think both Gersois have merit. Man, the Tane Shayeva Le Mishtabish. The one that said Shayeva, I know why he said Shayeva. The Chsiv Ushaftem Mayim Besosain. The Simchas Beis HaShoyeva is related, we'll see more about this tomorrow, to the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. Thus, on Sukkis Utsushaftem Mayim, Ushnaftem Mayim Besosain. That's the whole concept of the Simchas Beis HaShoyeva. That's the Sosain. So you see Sosain and Ushnaftem. So it's Ushnaftem Mayim Besosain, Simchas Beis HaShoyeva. Man, the Chashuv Le Mishav, the one that said Chashuv is also Le Mishav. It's Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman said, Mitzvah Chashuvahi. He said, as it relates to the Nisuch HaMayim, it's a, and the Simchas Beis HaShoyeva, it's a Mitzvah Chashuvah, Uba Misheshes Yimei Bereshes. And it traces itself back to the Sheshes Yimei Bereshes. Rashi says, not the Simchas Beis HaShoyeva traces itself back to the Sheshes Yimei Bereshes, but the Shisin, which is where the water of the Nisuch HaMayim ended up going, as we saw in the previous daf, that traces itself back to the Sheshes Yimei Bereshes. The bottom line is that if you refer to it as Simchas Beis HaShoyeva, I hear, and if you refer to it as Simchas Beis HaChashuva, I hear, there's a rationale for referring to this event as Simchas Beis HaShoyeva, and there's a rationale for referring to this event as a Simchas Beis HaShoyeva. So again, it's a Chashuva. So the Mishnah said, HaChalil Chamisha V'Shish. The Chalil sometimes was brought, the instruments were sometimes played 5 days, sometimes 6 days. The Mishnah said, what do we mean? We're referring to the Chalil of the Simchas Beis HaShoyeva, or the Simchas Beis HaChashuva. She'en Adoich, and the reason it was 5 days, because it wasn't Doich HaShabbos, it wasn't Doich HaYantav. So the Gemara now is going to commence a discussion with regards to this Chalil, and Lav Dafka the Chalil, but all the instruments that were played at the Simchas Beis HaShoyeva, whether they were in fact not Doich HaShabbos, were Doich HaShabbos, was this something that everybody agrees with? So today's daf is, or the remainder of it, is going to begin here on Daf Nun on the days, and it's going to go into tomorrow's Daf. So we're going to begin it now. Tanu Rabbanan. It begins with the Braisa. Ultimately, it's going to circle back to the Mishnah, but for now, a Braisa. HaChalil Doiches HaShabbos. The Chalil was Doiches HaShabbos. Divri Rabbi Yosi B'Rabbi Yehuda. Hazoi Halt Rabbi Yosi B'Rabbi Yehuda. V'Chachamim Oymer. The Chachamim said, Af Yontif Einoi Doiches. Not only is it not Doiches HaShabbos, it's not even Doiches Yontif. So we have in the Braisa, this is very important, it's going to be the topic of the rest of the Daf and the beginning of tomorrow's Daf. Machlokes Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda and the Chachamim. Whether the Chalil was Doiches HaShabbos, or whether it wasn't Doiches Shabbos. And the Machloikis is Mikotze ala Kotze. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda said the Chalil was Doiches Shabbos. It was certainly Doiches Yontif. Shabbos is more chomer than Yontif. You're not allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Malacha on Yontif. But the punishment for doing Malacha on Shabbos is a lot more severe than the punishment for doing Malacha on Yontif. So of course Shabbos is more chomer than Yontif. So Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda said that the Chalil was Doiches Shabbos, certainly Yontif. The Chachamim said it wasn't Doiches Yontif, and Kolshkein, it's not Doiches Shabbos. Now, what's not clear in this Braisa is, what are we even talking about? It feels like we're talking about the Chalil of the Simchas Beis HaShaeva. Otherwise, why would this Braisa be mentioned in the Sugya? We just started a Mishnah, a new Perek. The Perek is called HaChalil. HaChalil, Chamisha V'Shisha, and the Mishnah says, Zeh HaChalil Shal Beis HaShaeva. Yeah, but the Mishnah was very clear. The Mishnah said the Chalil from the Mishnah is the Chalil from the Simchas Beis HaShaeva. The Mishnah doesn't say, this Braisa doesn't say what exactly this Chalil is referring to. Now you're going to say, what other option is there? Where else do you find a flute in halacha? It's not like every third halacha involves flutes. So where else do you find in musical instruments, specifically flutes, in halacha? The teretz is, there was one other place. And that is when the kohanim did the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, when they did the nisuch hayayin, wherever it was required, there were levim that were b'shirim u'b'zimra. And the levim would be singing every single day. Hayoyim yoyim rishon l'shabbos shabay hayu alavim oimrim beveis hamikdash. And that's the shira that they used to sing. David mizbar Hashem aritzum loya. The shir shal yoyim that we say in davening every day is the shir. It's the song that the levim used to sing in the Beis HaMikdash when they brought karbanos. Now, in addition to the singing, there was also an orchestra of music, and it was very choreographed. And the Gemara talks about it in Masechtas Erech and Dafyur and Dafyur Aleph. Very, very Geshmaki Gemaras. But there was also music that was being played. One of the instruments that were played were the Chalil. So the truth is, there is another area in Halacha where you find the concept of the Chalil. So if we have a Machlekes, Rabbi Yosef, Yehuda, and the Chacham, was the Chalil Doiches Shabbos? Was it Doiches Yontif? Was it not Doiches Shabbos? Was it not Doiches Yontif? It could be it's talking about Simchas Beis HaShaeva, hence the segue, Perek HaChalil, but there is another area in Halacha where these words would actually make perfect sense. And that is, as it relates to the Levim b'shirim u'b'zimram that was brought b'shas to Kehanim were doing the Avodah. And as we're going to see, there was a machlokes ha'meiraim how to explain this braisa. Sigavein under it that said, oh, it's referring to Simchas Beis HaShoeva. But as we're about to see right now, not everybody agreed with that. There were those that believed that, no, this machlokes Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim had nothing to do with our sugya. It happens to involve a flute. So does our sugya. But at the same time, that's not what they were arguing about. What they were arguing about was the Chalil that was played, b'shas the Avoida, and we're discussing a completely different shaila. So again, we have a machlokes Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, he's the koyach te'ateira in today's daf. He holds the Chalil was Doiches Shabbos and it was Doiches Yontif. The Chachamim were machmir, they said the Chalil is not Doiches Yontif. It's certainly not Doiches Shabbos. Look, the Gemara, Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said machlokes b'shir shal karpet. The machlokes between Rav Yosef and the Chachamim is not nogeya Simchas Beis HaShoeva. It was nogeya the flute that was brought b'shas the karbanos. And what's the machlokes? Rav Yosef sofar said Rav Yosef the Amoira. That Rav Yosef the Tana held ikish shira b'kli. The ikish shira was the kli. Again. There was shira that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. This shira was medayraisa. It was done at the time that the karbanos were brought. It itself was considered an avoida. So much so, there's a toisvis in Maseches Erech and Daf Yud Aleph. Amid Aleph, it's the last line of the last toisvis in Maseches Erech in Achashim Aramakim, where toisvis says that if a czar would sing shira, when the Kohanim were doing the Avodah, it'd be Chayiv Misa. A Zohar is not allowed to do the Avodah, he would be Chayiv Misa. That's what Tosfos entertains itself. This is a real Avodah taking place. It's important to appreciate that. Stating that, there was a major Machloikas Tanon, major in Maseches Erechin, Daf Yud Aleph, where the Ikkar Shira was Bekli, or Ikkar Shira was Bepeh. There's two things happening. The Olam singing and the Olam spieling. So the question is, what's the Ikkar? Maybe they're both the Ikkar, but that was a Shiloh. is ikashir b'kli or ikashir b'pe. So Rabbi Yosef said, maybe that's the machlokes over here. Rabbi Yosef, as in Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda held, ikashir is b'kli. If the ikashir is b'kli, and shir is an avoida, v'avoidehi, it's an avoida. V'daychas ha-shabes. Shchit is daychas ha-shabes. Haktar is daychas ha-shabes. So why should playing the flute not be daychas ha-shabes? It's just as much an avoida, and as the result, it's going to be daychas ha-shabes. Rabbanan Sarvi, the Rabbanan held ikashir b'pe. Ikashir is not b'kli, it's b'pe. V'lav avoidehi, and therefore playing the music is just there to enhance the shira. But it's not the Iker Shira. And if it's not the Iker Shira of Eina Deichas HaShabbos, it's not going to be Deichas HaShabbos. But said Rabbi Yosef, Aval Shir Shel Sheyeva, you want to know about the Chalil that was played in the Simchas Beis HaSheyeva, Divrei HaKol Simchahi. Everybody holds that the purpose of it was Simcha, or some have the Girsa, Simcha Yisairahi. Everybody holds it was there for a Simcha Yisaira. But the Eina Deichas HaShabbos, Simcha Yisaira is not Deichas HaShabbos. Avoid is Deichas HaShabbos. But Simcha Yisaira is not going to be Deichas HaShabbos. Rabbi Yosef said, the Machlokes Rabbi Yosef, was dafka regarding the shira that was done b'shas ta'avoida, nothing to do with Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that's for sure not Deichas. That was our Mishnah. Hachalul Chamisha v'shirsha, there's no Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda that argues with that. Everybody agrees it's not Deichas Shabbos, it's not Deichas Yontif. The shaila was, what about shira b'shas ta'karbon? Why? What's the shaila? Because if Ikash shira is b'kli, so it's avoida. Avoida is Deichas Shabbos. What's the other side? Ikash shira is b'peh. The kli is just there to enhance it. L'psume kala. But it's not the actual shira, because it's not the actual shira, so therefore, it's not going to be Deichas. Said the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, Mino Aminola. How do I know that that's the Hezber in the Machloikis, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, and the Chachamim? Meaning, how do I know the Baha Pligis? He said the Tanya. I'll tell you how I know. Rav Yosef now is going to do something very geschmack. He's going to say, I actually think that I have a real riot to my pshat in the Machloikis. Because if the Machloikis, Rav Yosef, Yehuda, and the Chachamim, is regarding the Shira that was saying at the time that the Karbanos were brought, and the machloikis is ikashir b'kli, ikashir b'peh, the way Rabbi Yosef so eloquently explained it, he says, I now have a machloikis, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim, that will be l'shitasayo. Which makes me believe, said Rabbi Yosef, that my pshat in the b'raisa is richtig. Because I actually think, icham nocha b'raisa, where there's a machloikis, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim, and it seems clear to me that in that b'raisa, they're arguing ikashir b'kli, ikashir b'peh. So if pshat in this b'raisa is also ikashir b'kli, ikashir b'peh, so Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim, al l'shitasayu, and this is a raya, maybe, that my pshat is right. Very geschmack. Says the Gemara, what's this other price? Tanya learned to the price. Klisharis she'ason shaleitz. If someone has a klisharis and he made it of wood, klisharis, any one of the klisharis that we use in the Beis HaMikdash. So this was supposed to be made out of gold, and this is copper, and this one is silver. What if you made something that's supposed to be made out of zav, for example, and you made it out of wood? Rabbi Poisel, Rabbi says you can't have klisharis made of wood. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda machsha. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. The Gemara says, my labo kemiflugi. So Rabbi Yosef says, what's this machloikis? You can use klisharis, you can't use klisharis. So he said like this, man the machsha, the one that holds it's kosher, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda sava ikashir b'kli. He holds that when the Levim used to sing shira, the Iker Shira was the Kli. If that's the case, the Alfinon me Abuva de Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu had an instrument that was called an Abuva. This Abuva is discussed in the Sugya Masechtas Erech and Dach Yud, and this Abuva was made out of wood. If Iker Shira is the Kli, and you see that it was the Abuva de Moshe that was made of eight, it was made of holtz. So if that's the case, you see klisharis can be made with holtz. So that's why Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda holds that all klisharis shasan shaleitz are going to be kosher. Man, the puzzle. But Rabbi that says it's not okay. So the ikashir bepeh. He holds ikashir is bepeh. And if that's the case, v'loy alfinon me abuva de Moshe. So you can't learn anything from the abuva de Moshe. And if you can't learn anything from the abuva de Moshe, so therefore he holds that the halach is a kli a sharis shasan shal kli is going to be possible. In other words, said Rabbi Yosef that I think if my pshat in the brisa is richtig, then Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda's l'shitasai. The same Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda that holds that the chalil was doicha Shabbos is the same Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda that holds that klisharish ha'son me eitz is kasha. What do the two have to do with each other? Both kachim, what do the two have to do with each other? They're both tali and ikashira b'kli. If ikashira is b'kli, then playing music is an avoida, it should be Deichas HaShabbos and Yontif. If Ikashir is b'kli, that means the Abuva de Moshe was a real klisharis, and it was made of wood. So you see that you can make music klisharis of wood. The point is, if that's pshat and that machloikis of klisharish asan shaleitz, then it would be ma'od matim that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's l'shitas. But the Gemara says, lo, it's not muchach, that's pshat in that price. Meaning, this machloik is klisharish asan shaleitz, that Rabbi Yosef is suggesting and recommending that maybe the hezber in the machloik is whether Ikan shir is but clear, ikan shir is but pet is not muchach. Because the oilam, I'll tell you, the kuliyam ikan shir is but clear. Maybe everybody holds ikan shir is but clear. If everyone holds ikan shir is but clear, then why would Rebbe hold that you can't make a klishar ishalates? Why don't you learn out from the abuva the moisha? So Mar says, the hacha bedadin efshin mishin efshin kamifli. Could be the machloikis is a shas machloikis. Can I learn something that's efshir from something that's e efshir or not? Meaning, the abuva the moisha was made of wood, but it had to be made of wood. Because if it would have been made of anything else, it wouldn't have played the music the way it was supposed to have been played. So could be, you have no raya from there that a klishar is allowed to be made of wood. Or, at the very least, you could only have a raya that you can use a klishar from wood where it would have to be made of wood, where there'd be no other way to use it. But if there's another way to use it, then I would not be able to prove from there that I can use it from wood because ain done in efsher, misha e efsher. The abuva is e efsher. So I can learn from there something that's efsher. And maybe that's good for the machloikis. That the man, the machshir, you know, basically that says it's kosher. You done in efsher, misha e efsher. So at the end of the day, the abuva the moish was made of wood. So I learned from there that all klisharis can be made of wood. There it was e efsher. Doesn't matter. Done in efsher, misha e efsher. Man, the apostle, the one that holds apostle, as in Rebbe, saw, but loy done in efsher, misha e efsher. But the point is, it's not muchach that the hezbron, the machloikis over there, is whether ikashir is bekli or ikashir is bepeh. It could be loylam, everybody holds ikashir. Is bekli, and the machlekes over there is done in efshim and she efshir not. Yibay yisayim, or alternatively, the kuliyam ekashir bepet. Maybe everybody holds ekashir is bepet. The ain done in efshim and she efshir, and you don't have to hold done in efshim and she efshir. What's the machlekes v'hacha? The machlekes over there is ben melaf menoira beklali uprati oiberi buye umiyuti kamifli. Could be a whole new machlekes. It's telling the machlekes of how you darshan words in the Torah that are written in a more general term. And then in a more specific term, and then sometimes again in a more general term, do you dash in klal pratu klal, or do you dash in ribu miyat ribu? So just to refresh, what's the machloikis? Klal pratu klal, ribu miyat ribu, and this is one of the machloikis that just always come up throughout Shas, again and again and again. So anytime you find that the Torah says something, a mitzvah, an iser, and first it talks in general terms, then it talks in specific terms, and then sometimes it talks in general terms as well. So there were Tanam that said, the way you darshan this is klal pratu klal. There were other that held that the way you darshan this is ribu miyat ribu. Klal pratu klal works as follows. If you have a klal and a prat, it's one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem of Rabbi Shmuel Omer fame, we darshan im bechlal ela masha beprat. So if the Torah says something that would seem very, very inclusive, but then mentions something that's very, very exclusive, im bechlal, Elamasha beprat. All you have is the prat. If there's another klal after the prat, that's a klal prat of klal. Then the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem says, "Ein beprat or ein bechlal, elo ke'ein masha beprat." So we don't limit the klal to the prat, but we limit the klal to things that are similar to the prat. So klal uprat, ein bechlal elamasha beprat. Klal prat to klal, ein bechlal elo ke'ein masha beprat. If you hold ribui mi at ribui, when you have a riboy and a miyot, what would otherwise be known as a klal uprat, that's the equivalent of klal pratu klal, according to the mandama that darshan's klal pratu klal. So riboy and miyot, you would say, ein be riboy ela ke ein masha be miyot. So anything similar to the miyot, that would be included. If you have a riboy miyot riboy, so that has to be marbi even more than ke ein masha be miyot. What we do is we marbi everything. Marbi everything, then why is there a miyot? You miyot the davar echa, you only take one davar echad, and you only miyot one thing. So ribu miyot riyot is way more inclusive than klal pratu klal. So klal pratu klal, klal prat is ein bechlal ela masha beprat. Klal pratu klal is ein bechlal ela kein masha beprat. If you have a ribuy miyot ribuy, ribuy miyot is ein be ribuy ela kein masha bemiyot. Ribuy miyot ribuy is yamar be everything, you only mamayet one thing. So says the Gemara, maybe this machloik is whether or not klishar shason shakliyetz is going to be kosher or not. It's really telling the machloik is whether klal pratu klal and ribuy miyot ribuy. How so? Rabbi darshins klal pratu klal, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda darshins, ribuy miyot ribuy. Now what's the pasuk that we're even going to talk about? So the pasuk is in Shemois Perichafe. It says vasisa menoy. Vasisa menoira, that's general. It sounds just make a menoira. Then it says zahav tar, make it out of gold. That's your prat. That's your miut. And then it says, miksha teyasa menayra, macha menayra. So on the one hand, you have a klal, you have a prat, you have a klal. Or you have a ribu, you have a miut, you have a ribu. So depending on whether you darshan klal prat to klal, or ribu miut riut, it's going to come at a nafkamino, whether or not you can make klisharis out of wood. And the Gemara goes through how this works. Says the Gemara, Rebbe darsh klal yo prat. Rebbe darshan's klal yo prat. Vasisa menayra as klal, zav tar prat. Miksha teyasa menayra chaz vekilo. Like we just said, klal prat to klal. Iyat don elakeena prat. Ma prat mufurish al matris. The prat is metal at the very least. I mean, more specifically, it's gold. But at the very least, ke'ein is going to be metal. I've called matris. So it has to be metal. You use it of wood, it's not going to be okay. Rabbi Yisrael, Yehuda darsh riba miyuti. Vasisa menayra riba. Zav tar miyat. Miksha teyasa menayra chaz of riba. Riba miyat riba. Riba yakal. It's marba everything. My rabbi, everything. Rabbi komili. My miyut, you have to be my one thing like we spoke out. What's the one thing that you miyut? So you're going to be miyut the thing that has the least association with Zahav Tahar. And what is that? Shal klicheres. That's earthenware. So instead of being a mite wood, which is, you're right, a lot more inferior than gold, but there's something that's even less than that. And that's cheres, and that's the one thing that we're going to be mamayit. So the bottom line is, we had a braisa, hachalil, toiches ha-shabes, toiches ha-yantif, divi, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Basically, this says the chalil was toiches ha-shabes and yantif. Chalim said it wasn't toiches ha-shabes, it wasn't toiches ha-yantif. And we said there's two ways you can really learn this braisa. You could say this braisa is talking about simchas beis ha-sha'eva, that's one shulchan aruch that involves the chalil, or maybe it's talking about the shir shalavim hayayim beis hamikdash. That's another halacha in shulchan aruch where you find something related to a chalil. And Rabbi Yosef Damayra came very strong-minded, and he said machloikis is very clearly it's b'shir shal garben. Simchas beis hashavim, no way, nobody holds it's toicha Shabbos. That's the Mishnah. Hachalil chamishin v'shisha she'ena doicha lois haShabbos v'lois hayantif. All it is simcha yaseira. How's it going to be doicha Shabbos v'yantif? This machloikis, this is a machloikis whether the shira that was sang with the instruments is doicha Shabbos. You know why? Because there's a man that holds ikashir is bekli, and Rabbi Yisrael, you the holds ikashir is bekli, so it comes out it's avoid the toicha Shabbos. What is the chachamim hold ikashir is bepe? Ikashir is bepe. It's not going to be toicha Shabbos. And then the Gemara digressed a little bit because Rabbi Yisrael said, "No, Mivila, how do I know Rabbi Yisrael, you the holds that ikashir is bekli?" So he wanted to prove it from the fact that Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can make a klisharis out of eitz because you learned it from the abuva de Moshe against the Meisa. The Gemara said, "No, maybe it's because he holds ribu miyat ribu." Either way, the Gemara said that there's no hechrich from there. But the bottom line is, according to Rabbi Yosef, the machloikis between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim is whether ikashira is bekli or ikashira is bepeh. So let's just pick up a little bit more on this note. Amar Rav Papa said ketanoi. Really, this shayla, whether ikashira is bepeh, ikashira bekli, is a machloikis tanoim ditnan. This is not a braisa. This is a mishnah, and it's the Mishnah Masechtas Erech and Daf Yud, the sugya that we referenced earlier. The Mishnah says as follows: Avdei Kohanim Hayu, Divrei Rameir. So the Mishnah over there is discussing who was it that played the instruments in the Beis Hamikdash. So when the Karbanos were being brought, there were instruments being played, a whole orchestra. Who played it? Rameir said these were slaves. They were Avdei Kohanim. Rabbi Yosi said, Mishpachas Beis HaPgarim U Mishpachas Beis Siparai. These were people that came from the family of Beis HaPgarim, the family of Beis Siparai, U Me Amon Hoyu. They came from this place called Amon. Shehoyu Masiyim LeKohuna. They were Yisraelim, but they had good yichus. They had a very, very fancy yichus brief. And as a result, the Kohanim were willing to marry with them. In the sugyas of Asar Yuchsin, and they were able to marry into the camp, but they were Yisraelim. They were Leviim. So we have over here what seems like a shocking Mishnah. Who played the instruments in the Beis Hamikdash? You would say, what do you mean, the Leviim? Everyone knows that. It was the Leviim. No, it's not true. Meaning, that's not as poshut as we may have thought. It's really a Mishnah. There's a machloikis who used to play. Rav Meir said they were Avodim. These were Avdei Kayanim. Rav Yosi said that you were Yisraelim, albeit with China Yichas. And Rav Chanina ben Antigus, he's the one that said that we've always thought we've known, and that is, it was really Levim. So the Gemara says, Maila, what's going on over here? What's this machloikis? Must be Bahakamifugi. The one that said that Avodim obviously holds Ikashiriz Bepeh. Meaning, the Levim had to sing the Shira. So it must be the Ikashira is the pet, it's not the music. And therefore, even the Avadim could play the music. The one that said it was the Levim must hold Ikashira Bekli. So it says the Gemara. I think it's Machlekes Tanam. This whole discussion of Rabbi Yosef, maybe it is the Machlekes Rabbi Yisrael Chachamim, maybe it's not. Maybe it's Machlekes Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi, maybe it's not. L'chur, it's for sure Machlekes Tanam. How else do you understand this Mishnah in Erech? You see, clearly it was a Shaila if the Levim used to play the music or not. What's the Shaila? Must be the Shaila if you hold Ikashira Bekli. Well, ikashira is bepeh. But the Gemara says v'tizbara. Is that so obvious that what you're saying is right? Meaning, as if to say, if this is the machloikis, the whole Mishnah makes sense. Rabbi Yosi makes. Where's Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi was mentioned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi was the one that said they were Yisraelim, but they were miyuchasim. Meaning, ikasav ikashir bepeh. If you also ikashir bepeh, if you love adam nami, that even avadim should have been able to do it. Ikasav ikashir bekli leviim in Yisraelim loy. So it must be we need to tweak our understanding of the Mishnah, and once we do that, let's see if Rapapa's Hezber stance, meaning El, the Kuliyam Ikashir Bepeh. Maybe La'olam, I'll tell you, everybody holds that Ikashir is Bepeh. Nobody holds Ikashir is Bekli. Okay, Bach, Bachum Ifugi. So what then was the Machlaikis? Machlaikis is Maisa Shaya Kacha. I mean, once you hold Ikashir Bepeh, anyone could do it. The Mar Snavar Hachi Avi Maisa. He holds Hachi Avi Maisa. He held Hachi Avi Maisa. Meaning, we're assuming that the reason Rabbi Chaim and Antigna said they were Levim is because they had to be Levim. That's what Rabbi Papa said. The Mar says, no, Machach. Maybe no one holds they had to be Levim. Maybe everybody holds. I mean, for sure you see in the Ikashir is bepeh. The question is, does even Rabbi Chanin ben Antignus hold Ikashir bepeh? Or maybe being that he said Levim used to do it, he obviously holds Ikashir is bekli. But the Gemara says, no, Loilam, I'll tell you, everybody holds Ikashir is bepeh. What was the machloikis? Machloikis was, hachi avi maisa, hachi avi maisa. The Maynaf Gemina, does it matter what this is? Hashtag rest of the story. Does it really matter what happened? So the Gemara says, yeah, it does. Lemnaf Gemina would be, lemayla miduchin leyochsin, ula maisa kamifli. The machloikis would be, if somebody saw someone who was playing an instrument, does that say anything about who he is? Meaning, could you now assume that if he was on the duchen, now when we think of duchening, we think of a kayan that's duchening. The word duchen doesn't mean birchas kayanim. A duchen is a platform. So the kayanim stand on a platform when they duchen. Hence, that it's referred to as duchening. But really, the Levim, or whoever it was that was playing the instruments, also stood on a platform. So the shaila was, if somebody was seen playing an instrument on this platform, he was on the duchen, can you now elevate him from there, liyuchsin or lemaiser or not? Does that mean he has good yichas when it comes to doing a shidduch? Does that mean you can give him meiser because he's a Levi? That's the shaila. You can't assume because he was on the duchen, because he was playing the music, it doesn't say anything about yuchsin. He says, why? Because I know there were avadim that used to do it. And as a result, mandam Yisrael, the one that says Yisrael, because I'm in mind of Meduchim Yochsin. He holds, no, only Yisrael did it. And because Yisrael did it, and Yisrael that had good yichos, so Meilem Meduchim Yochsin. If somebody was on the Duchim, you could assume he has good yichos. I'm like, Meiser. Can't give a meiser because the Levim didn't do it. Man, the Levim, the one that said they were Levim, Kosovar, Maila Miduchin, Bein Leyuchsin, Bein LeMeiser, Levim for sure had good yichos, and not only that, you'd be able to be Maila him LeMeiser as well. Either way, we conclude the first part of this discussion. The second part is a lot shorter, as you can see, but we conclude the first part of this discussion, and that is Machloikis, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim. Hachalil, Doiches HaShabbos, Eina Doiches HaShabbos, Doiches HaYantiv, Eina Doiches HaYantiv. Rabbi Yosi said it's Doiches HaShabbos, and Yantiv Chachamim said it's not Doiches. What's the Hezber and the Machloikis? The first Pshat in the Gemara is Rav Yosef. The Amir Rav Yosef said, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda holds Ikash Shira is Bekli. We're talking about the Chalil that was brought, the Shas, the Karbonis, and we want to know if the music was played on Shabbos or not. If Ikash Shira was Bekli, that means it was the Ikar Avoida of the Shira. If it's an Avoida, it's no different than any Avoida. Even Avoida that's not Ma'akiv, which is Doicha Shabbos and Yantiv. Chamim held Ikar Shira is Bepeh, and being that Ikar Shira is Bepeh, even though it's certainly a part of the Avoida, but it's not the real Avoida. It's just there to enhance the Avoida. It's an ancillary to the Avoida. An ancillary to the Avoida is not Doicha Shabbos. Ikar Avoida is Doicha Shabbos, not the ancillary.